Welcome to the Do Zone, where entrepreneurs go to get things done. I'm your host, Josh Thomas. You can find me on all social media at JT Literally. Each week, I bring on experts from a variety of backgrounds to share their secrets on how to optimize performance so you can take massive action and crush your goals. The Do Zone is sponsored by Fast Track Funnels, a new way to bring in consistent daily sales for your business in 2025 without cold outreach or burning cash on ads. We use this method with a brand new business to generate more than $100,000 cash collected in less than 30 days. Download the free step-by-step blueprint that shows exactly how we did it at getconversions.net. Once again, that's getconversions.net. Today's guest is Gino Barbaro. He's the father of six kids. He owns 1,800 multifamily units and is the founder of Jake and Gino and Barbaro 360. Gino, welcome to the Do Zone. Tell us something you believe is the key to getting stuff done that most people wouldn't think of.
Now, Josh, it's not a fair question because you said the show is only 15 to 20 minutes. That question itself could encompass hours and hours, but I promise I'm going to keep it short. I think the key is getting clarity. And I think having an awareness of what you're trying to accomplish. And I think ultimately aligning it with your values. Now, what do I mean by that? If you're trying to hit an objective and you're stuck, go back and say, does it align with my values? Huh? Am I really fully focused on this? Do I really want this? And why do I want it? More importantly, if you get that understanding, I think you'll become more productive and I think you will ultimately achieve the goal, which is just a result. You need the systems and the processes. But for me, it's real simple. I wanted multifamily. It took me a little while to figure that out. Once I understood why it was that I wanted multifamily, I loved the long-termism. I loved the control. I loved the responsibility of the asset. I loved the fact that it was, and it is pretty boring at times. And it took a little bit of time. All of those factors, once I understood that, then I was dedicated to the task of getting busy, learning how to do it. And then ultimately for myself, I found an amazing business partner. And when you have somebody that holds you accountable, that to me is another key that really led to my success in the space.
You know, it's interesting, and you're right. Having the clarity of what you're trying to do is essential. And that last piece, that's the one that I've always been missing, because just this morning, I was having a meeting with my team, and we're talking about how we get out social media content. And somebody said, well, you know, you really need to, you know, make sure that you're sharing stuff with your personal life and some of these other insights. And it really needs to come with you from you. And I'm like, yeah, that's great. But I'm just not going to be good at sitting there and manifesting this by myself. Like, somebody's got to hold me accountable for doing it, or I'll just find something else to do. And I think I to agree. A certain extent, we're all that way, but we also have kind of like this lone wolf syndrome that we feel like we need to be doing everything on our own. But in fact, that's not the case.
It's interesting that you say that. You're more willing to let yourself down than you would to let your team down or your spouse or your business partner. Now let that sink in for a second. I don't know why that is. All I know is that, you know what? If I don't feel like going to singing lessons tonight, I'm not going to go. But I go, and it's really weird because I don't want to let my teacher down because I've invested so much time in it. And when we sing at church on Sundays, I don't want to sound bad, so I don't want to let my family down. I'd rather do it for somebody else than for myself at times. And for us in the multifamily space, it was the same thing. Man, when we're growing the portfolio, I can't sit there and go, oh, I don't really feel like underwriting this deal. In the back of my mind, as we're growing the portfolio, I've got a family to provide for, but I've also have to provide for my business partner's family. And I know that I picked the right partner because he's the kind of guy that doesn't make excuses. He's not going to say, oh, well, I feel sick today. The dude, during our third live event, it was MM4. We had 1,000 people. He had COVID during the event. He was sick as a dog. He probably shouldn't have been on stage. He didn't make excuses. He got on stage and he performed spectacularly. How am I going to let that person down? How can I say, oh, I don't feel good, I can't go to work today? That's not the mindset you have. And that's what happens when you surround yourself with amazing people and the fact that you just won't let them down. Because if you're letting them down, you're letting yourself down also.
Yeah, and it's interesting. Like, I never know where these episodes are going to go, man. But like, when I saw your name come across, just a little bit of history for anybody that might be listening. I actually interviewed Gino and your partner Jake on a previous podcast I had called "How to Lose Money" 100 years ago, and we were somewhat competitors for a while. And here's to really drive it home. I worked with a guy named Michael Blanc, and he was a very successful dude in the multifamily space and selling education and teaching people how to do it and running deals. And then there was Gino, who had his partner Jake, and everybody, like, it was never Gino. It was always Jake and Gino, right? Like, you guys are like this power duo, and you were inseparable, and you were like, you became this singular entity. Like, anybody that would come to our events and talk about, like, oh yeah, I went to the Jake and Gino thing. And that's really the power of that true cohesiveness. It's like when you find that yin and yang, that's when magic can really happen there. You know, and
And
it
Josh,
wasn't, yeah, go ahead.
I agree with you. When you listen to our podcast, what's even more startling is how different we are from a personality perspective. Jake is more of like a charger kind of guy, rush into something loud. He'll cut you off like I just did when he speaks. But he's that kind of guy. And I am a little bit more laid back. I'm a little bit more pensive. I sometimes think a little bit more before I speak. Not that that's a good or bad thing, but we're just different when we interview. And I think it's the same thing when it comes across as business. He has certain qualities that stand out. I have certain qualities that stand out. But the important thing is that we don't let our pride or our ego override each other's decisions. We think about them thoughtfully and we let them sit on the table and we let them, as I would like to say, marinate. Jake is great in the real estate space when it comes to operations. He loves property management. In the real estate space, I really like talking about building a brand. I really like talk about raising capital, even though I don't. I like talking about underwriting deals. So you put both of those together, and that's how you get a much stronger duo as far as Jake and Gino. And I think anybody out there that has qualms or says, hey, I could never partner. I tried a partnership and I made a mistake. Well, go back to what I said before. It comes based upon your values. It's values-based decision makings. Is your values aligned with your business partner? And that's what happened with me and Jake. Our values were aligned from day one. We both wanted to get out of our jobs. We both loved our families. We both wanted to build wealth. We both wanted a vehicle that we could control and that we could scale. And we didn't mind waiting 12 months, 18 months to be able to reposition an asset and to be able to hold on to this long term. And that's what made our relationship really strong. So if you're out there looking for a business partner, first of all, what can you bring to the table? That's the first thing you need to ask yourself. Why would Josh want to partner with me, right? And then secondly, why would I want to partner with Josh? And then third, see what kind of skill sets you have that either complement each other or help each other out.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, man. And so let's talk about this. Aside from finding that great partnership, and I'd love to dive into more, specifics about multifamily if we have time. But here's one thing that is really impressive about you. You built a great brand in this very specific niche. You know, well known in that industry. You had a very successful business. Both investing in real estate and teaching others how to invest in real estate. If we were to like boil this down to the building blocks of creating that momentum and that success, what do you think are the two or three kind of golden nuggets that somebody wants to take away if they want to build, an empire like what you guys did?
I have a friend named Julius Thomas. Used to play professional football. He spoke and at a couple of our events. And I was really impressed by what this dude did. I mean, Pro Bowler went to the Super Bowl after he retired. And when he retired, everyone thought he was crazy because he had a couple of years left on his contract. He had some more playing time. But he said, time out, I'm done. Like, I want to be done with this. He ended up going back to college and becoming a beginner. He wanted to go into neuroscience, so he wanted to get a psychology degree, and he's on his path. He wants to work with people in sports, sports psychology, sports fitness, and all that. But the amazing thing is he started from scratch. He was willing to humble himself and to start from the very beginning. And for myself, when I started the Jake and Gino brand, I really didn't start it to monetize. I really think I did, but that's not what really ended up happening. What ended up happening was I started to learn the business, then I started to do the business, then I started to teach the business. And wow, I mean, how much did I learn from my students and from being on your podcast and the hundreds of other podcasts out there? So if you want to start building an empire, let's just start with the end in mind. Obviously, we all need to. What did Julius Thomas do? He's like, I want to affect and help football players with traumatic brain injuries. So how do I do that? I need to go back to school, finish getting my degree, working on and becoming really exceptional at that. And if you go Google him, he's all over the place. He's at every speaking event. But I remember him telling me when he started, once again, he would sit in the front row with the professors and begin as if he's a beginner. So if somebody who's made, upwards of mid eight figures in income in a profession is willing to really humble himself and say, I have to start from scratch and learn this, I think that's what we all need to do. If you want to build an empire, you really need to learn the business. Humble yourself, get in there, put in the work, surround yourself with people that are going to help you and to teach you. And then I think from there, you'll start figuring it out. You'll start taking it one step at a time. It took us 18 months, Jake and myself, to find that first deal. It didn't take us 18 days. 18 months is a long time for your first deal.
It's a long time to not make any money. Yeah.
Oh, bro, it is hard. It was hard.
Right. But you're
It
doing the
was.
right things. And so, another question that I have for you is at some point, you start to get this flow and this influence, and, people start looking your way. That doesn't mean that you've made it, what I've learned. It doesn't mean that you've made it. It just means that now, going back to your very first comment, it comes full circle. Now you got somebody else counting on you. And it really kind of pushes you forward and it makes you go faster. It makes you innovate quicker. It forces you out of that box to say, well, now I've got 1,000 people I can't let down. So what would you say once you started getting some momentum on this, what would you say would be like the one key shift that really just hit the gas and made things blow up?
For us, it was about creating our core values. And one of them was extreme ownership, and the other one was growth mindset. And for us to continually learn and continue to say, is there a better way of doing that? Right now, I am in the midst of this whole ChatGPT thing, this whole revolution, and I'm trying to learn it myself and to adopt it for our business, for the property management, for the asset management. I don't know what I'm doing. I've read a couple of books, but I'm willing to sit there hours upon hours to be able to take some golden nuggets and to be able to put that and see how that works within my business. 10 years ago or 15 years ago, I couldn't have been bothered. I knew it all, didn't want to learn anything. And I was comfortable. But once you taste success, there's always the next hurdle. And there's always the next hurdle. And I know most people listening to this show, most of us who are entrepreneurs, we tend to get bored. We tend to look for that next challenge. And I think right now for me, the next challenge is looking at chat, seeing how it can revolutionize my business. So as you're listening to this, what's your next challenge? What's the challenge around the horizon? And I think ultimately, what you need to do is you need to think of yourself as a little kid. I don't remember what the quote is, but it's something to the effect of little kids are willing to learn because they have no pride. They're willing to make mistakes. They're willing to look stupid. They're willing to try stuff because they don't know any better. But as we become adults, we're so self-conscious of everything. We're looking at what everyone's willing to say about us. We're willing not to make any mistakes. And if you're at that point in your life, you're not going to learn. You're not going to grow. You need to, I think, ultimately adopt that growth mindset where you're going to say, it's okay. I don't know this, but is it important for me to learn it? And if it is, then you need to start adopting that growth mindset.
Where can somebody go to learn more about what you're focusing on now and who would be a good candidate to reach out and connect with you?
I mean, for me, just go to barbaro360.com. That's my last name, BARBARO360.com. And if you want to start adopting this stuff, really listen, Carol Dweck wrote the book Mindset. Phenomenal book. couple hundred pages, you could probably knock it out in 5 or 6 hours. But those little shifts in that book to be able to think of a fixed mindset versus a growth mindset, I think it's really the what we've been talking about the last few minutes on this show. If you have that fixed mindset, it's going to be really hard to get stuff done because there's always that excuse. The growth mindset finds ways and continues to ask questions and is scared about that status quo.
Well said. We're going to wrap up from here. Thanks so much to our guest, Gino Barbaro, for coming on and sharing a little bit of wisdom about how to get things done and how to grow appropriately. For those of you who want to connect with him and learn more about what he's working on right now, you can go to barbaro360.com. And whether you're on your morning commute, you're in the gym, or you're somewhere out in the field, snap a selfie, tag me at JT Literally. Show me what you do while you're in the do zone. And one more time, if you want daily sales and a full calendar of prospects who want what you have, download the Fast Track Funnels Blueprint for free at getconversions.net. That's it. Let's get to work.